It wasn't just the last bar car to leave Grand Central Friday night. It's the last commuter bar car in America, at least for the foreseeable future. A few years ago, the railroad upgraded to new trains, and Metro North started phasing out the bar cars earlier this year. For some commuters like Ken Fila, they were a nostalgic symbol of days gone by.
Seems like a changing of the guard, different era in America. You know, you can still buy your beers as you're getting onto the train, but, you know, there's no sort of like a communal social place where everybody can kind of hang out.
Metro North introduced bar cars in the 1970s. That's given regulars plenty of time to build lifelong friendships. They attend each other's weddings and baptisms, and riders like Jim Keaton have made a lot of memories on the train.
Well, one time we had a Christmas party. We actually put up Christmas tree lights. We hired a four-piece swing band, played them in the vestibule here.
Not to mention the countless games of dice and poker, business partnerships, a softball team, and at least one engagement that actually took place on the car.
It was amazing because these two had been riding the train together for a year, and they met on the bar car, so we did it here.
Commuter Nikki Berg is on the bar car for the second time in her life. The first was when she was much younger.
Very innocently, I walked in, and there I was in this new world. People having fun.
She says it was just a coincidence, or maybe fate, that put her on the final bar car.
And, like, I met all these people, and I liked them so much. I never would have met them if I was in the other car. I would be into my book.
As a train passes through Connecticut, an employee comes around with a box of beer cans.
It's free. Come on, take the last bud. There you go. And we're done.
Commuter Devin Meller grabs the very last Budweiser to be served on the bar car.
It's a little weirdly emotional because my grandfather used to ride this train, and he used to tell me as a kid about riding in the bar car, and I was just given a beer, so this beer is for my grandfather.
No one knows if the bar cars will ever come back. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says the state is considering plans to revamp the new trains to allow bar cars. But riders like Jeff Strauss are already nostalgic.
Met lots of good people. Helped buffer the commute, the daily grind that we do every day.
Don't you ever drink that.
And I'll miss it. I'll miss it a lot.
To Metro North. Salute.
Commuter culture has changed. It seems the end of the American bar car era means the end of a time when a commute could lead to a community. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Cheers.